This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, 7th day of January, 2016. If the Speaker of the House will not move immediately to begin impeachment proceedings against Barack Hussein Obama, then we must move to impeach the Speaker of the House because he's aiding and abetting the enemy of this constitutional republic. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. This is the zeitgeist of impeachment.
Until we have a Congress that's in line with the majority of Americans, there are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence and save more lives.
Roughly 1 year from now, Obama's stranglehold over the executive office of the U.S. government will end. Impeaching Obama now seems to many to be futile.
Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama?
The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything,
Him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan.
But wouldn't impeaching a president that has toyed with the Constitution with nothing to lose in the final days of his term, like a pyromaniac playing with gasoline and matches, send a stern message to future presidents? As a result of Watergate, the warning shot America fired after the comparatively minimal damage Richard Nixon did to the reputation of the White House seems to have been long forgotten, similar to the way the American people have all but given up on the U.S. Congress. Now, congressional Republicans are promising to repeal Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood for the sake of the overwhelming demands of their constituents. Of course, the bill will be sent to Obama's desk, where it will be vetoed, but the bill can't be amended by Democrats due to special rules attached to it by the Senate. And if there is any sanity left in American politics, a vote for veto override will be set for January 22nd. Led by Obama's new lapdog, Paul Ryan, it appears to be just another elaborate stunt to rejuvenate public support for a Congress that has earned itself an 82% disapproval rating, according to Gallup polls. While 318 million plus Americans sit and wait for Congress to get their snouts out of the corporate trough, wouldn't impeaching Obama send a clear message to the sycophantic takeover of Congress that we are coming for you next? Obama's staged gun grabbing is finally fueling long overdue impeachment talks. Now the Republican National Committee is to consider a resolution drafted for the impeachment of President Barack Obama. The resolution, which seems to have been drafted by the North American Law Center, is to be weighed up at a January 13th meeting of the RNC, reports Brandon Hall of West Michigan Politics blog. The document is titled Articles of Impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama. Article 2 of the resolution lists 19 examples of Obama's malfeasance, misconduct, and abuse of the Oval Office, including the IRS targeting of conservative organizations and bypassing Congress with the use of executive action on key issues. Article 3 of the resolution states that Obama has been aiding and abetting known enemies of the United States, citing the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and the Taliban, among others. RNC committee man Dave Ajma told the Daily Wire in an interview that he will introduce the resolution, which consists of 48 criminal charges in total. Ajma said, "The way it works is one House of Representatives member puts in impeachment articles for the House, and it starts the process. Recently, we didn't own the House and the Senate, but Republicans do now. And the purpose of it really is we're a nation of laws and a separation of powers. The fact that we have to be reminded of that signals just how far gone the Republic truly is. And if impeachment rumblings barely put a bump in Obama's totalitarian path, not. Legally, all we have left is to send in the sergeant at arms in the Senate to slap the handcuffs onto President Obama. It's interesting how the Senate has now made that information unavailable to the general populace. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we've ever, in all my years, had this much news to cover and break down. There is just so much to get to, so much to break down. It is head spinning. A lot of it is really negative news, but overall the world's response to it is very positive in that governments and major corporations are really backpedaling from so many of their agendas. I'm going to do my best to try to break down just some of what is going to be coming up today. The mass Muslim raping of women in Europe and engaging in sex crimes here in the United States is staggering. And the response to it is even more revealing. Major feminist groups have come out and said that the mass raping is the fault of German men and have actually attacked Germany. Major liberal leaders in the Green Party and the Social Democrats, it's in my stack, have come out and said that people against the invaders are, quote, as bad as rapists. Because it is the religion of the left to bring down the West. Because they're captained by their spiritual and financial leader, George Soros. And we don't just pick George Soros out because he's a good James Bond villain. Even the new James Bond movie has the main villain group behind Spectre being the Quantum Group. Look at this DrudgeReport.com headline. If you're a radio listener, you can go there and see it. If not, we can just punch it up on screen for TV viewers. Soros, it's 2008 all over again. Markets at the beginning of a crisis. Trillions vanish. And who's involved, as usual, deeply in all of it? George Soros. It's like he's the devil, and a black poof of smoke takes place whenever something horrible's happening, and he's there waving his trident. He's more evil than any James Bond villain I could ever imagine. I mean, he's the real thing. And he's worshipped by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and every other scumbag group. I've talked to the Southern Poverty Law Center and others when they call me up and want to do an interview. And I bring it up and they just start giggling and laughing. It's just funny to them. And the only reason years ago I would agree to talk to them was just to see who these people are. And they'd be on the phone going, and you claim there's a plan for world government? And you claim they want the guns? And I go, yeah, and George Soros gave me $4 million this year. They would giggle, and it's the same thing when I've had Media Matters head people call me. And I sit there on the phone with them just going, you know you make stuff up about the Liberty Movement. You know the IRS is persecuting people. You know. And they just giggle. It's real funny. I mean, at least old-time villains knew they were doing bad. They didn't giggle and laugh about it to their victims. They didn't brag about making whole countries fail and killing hundreds of thousands of people like Hillary Clinton does. She said last week Syria is going exactly as she planned, which is a failed state, hundreds of thousands dead. She says Libya is going well. That was in the news 2 weeks ago. The State Department that she used to run came out and said their great accomplishment in 2015 was bringing peace to Syria. This is from the same administration that tells you 2 + 2 = 5. And the 5 + 5 + 5 does not equal 15 in Common Core. That's actually taught nationwide. You cannot make up the magnitude of the pure mental illness they're trying to project into us to overturn reality. They're waging war on reality. They're telling flagrant, blatant lies on purpose to get their minions to double down and just accept anything. And they're doing that for a big reason. They're going to do some really horrible stuff now if they're not stopped immediately, and they want to set the precedent where their people will salute anything they run up that flagpole. And they want to break our will. You know, why would they bring in the invaders of Syria, Arab and Muslim men of fighting age around the world, promised money and all the women and children they can rape and kill? The Russians kick their butt with U.S. military leaks to the Russians for 4 years. The Russians have been on the ground, by the way, the whole time. How bombshell is that? Cy Hirsch, what we told you years ago, but now confirmed. Oh, yeah, the Pentagon behind Obama's back has been feeding the Russians the intel. And Turkey is just pulling its hair out right now, throwing a huge fit because it wants to absorb part of Syria. I mean, there is a civil war already going on in the government, folks, in case you didn't know. That's why we don't want to start a shooting war with the feds, because I'm telling you, the feds are coming over to our side right now. Not all of them. They've got their socialist and globalist operators in there. But even the mercenaries in the federal government can see this is bad for business and bad for the world and just is nasty. Why would they bring in millions of men, 80% or more with fake passports, military age, many of them former ISIS fighters, and then you wonder why they're running around raping and killing? And then the others are humans smuggled in for $5,000 to $10,000 apiece, supposedly to send money back to their families, and they're promised in the brochures all the women you want, rock and roll music, and topless bars. People keep asking, why do these ISIS people keep getting caught with trannies and prostitutes and cocaine? Because they're pirates, folks. They're the scum of the Middle East, kicked out of their own countries. Couldn't get jobs. The trash. The scum. They came to Syria. They ran around like psychopaths. They got their butts kicked. And they desert large portions of them with the other refugees covering them into Turkey, into Europe, and then they run around with their pants open, just raping women in public, and the police are so politically correct in Sweden and Germany and other countries, they actually stand down, I've got stacks of this news, and let them rape women. And the politically correct women don't even know what to do, because they see a brown person coming to rape them. They just cry and go, oh, I'm white, literally crying, I'm evil. I mean, it's just over the top. Over the top. And it's done on purpose, because after they're done bringing in 5-10 million more and all the rest of it, they'll then kick a bunch of them out, put the rest in ghettos, arrest them, put them in concentration camps, and they're going to just nuke the whole Middle East, basically. And that's basically what the globalists are pushing for, this giant clash of civilizations. It is horrible. Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11. We attack Iraq. The Assad regime is fighting Al-Qaeda, so we attack them. And now they're blaming the, quote, migrant crisis. The migrant crisis is then used to take all of our basic liberties. I was just looking there on screen and got distracted. Yeah, that's the big news. I haven't even gotten to this stack yet. That the mayor came out over the weekend of Cologne, and actually I saw a German translation of what she said to the newspaper, and it's worse than what Paul Watson wrote yesterday that everybody then picked up, where she said, women, it's your fault. Keep men at arm's length. It's your fault you were dressed too nice. She actually went on and attacked the women for being out at night. And I mean, it's in the news. And this is the ultra-feminist El Jefe blaming the women. Because feminists are there to pimp women and run your life and control you. These modern third-wave feminists, I mean, they're CIA officers. Gloria Steinem admits Miss Magazine was created by the CIA, run by the CIA. She is a CIA agent. Always has been. She gets married. She has a bunch of kids. She lives a traditional lifestyle that's fulfilling and empowering. She doesn't want you to. She wants you to work until you're 80 as a woman, no kids, with the state as your pimp. They prey on women. They hate you. I've been around them, folks. I've seen it. I've been around black liberal leaders and white liberal leaders where they'll bump you on the arm and start saying the most racist stuff you ever heard about black people. Then I talk to other black leaders and I go, have you heard this? They go, of course we've heard this. The most anti-black people there are some of these black people. And let me tell you, the real Uncle Toms aren't the conservative black leaders and libertarian black leaders. It is the liberal ones. Man, they are so racist behind closed doors, and they're all into who has lighter skin and all this stuff. I mean, it is freakazoid. Freakazoid. To sit there and watch them operate. Now, Hillary Clinton's in trouble. The Washington Post has turned on her and is getting into all the Bill Clinton rape settlements. And now Bill Clinton can go the way of Bill Cosby. Oh, who started all that? Roger Stone. Donald Trump firing deadly torpedoes. But now they're preparing in the wings. Joe Biden.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
out the impeachment zeitgeist. That's how the Republicans get on the offensive. Whether he gets impeached or not, we have to show the miscarriage of justice. We have to show the executive orders, the power grabbing. We have to then get them on the defense and then start having a bully pulpit politically to pass laws overriding and trumping these executive orders and withholding federal funds from federal agencies that follow the dictatorial orders of Obama that circumvents law, like shutting down over 1,000 power plants the last 7 years when Congress wouldn't pass a law for carbon taxes. Obama just did what they always wanted, shut down their competition and give General Electric a total waiver. And I know I talk about that every day because it's such a huge crime, people. It increases your power prices and lets a select globalist company take over the market, screwing everyone. And that's one of the first things he did. And so TPP in secret, gun grabbing in secret, opening the borders up, the Border Patrol coming out, admitting it all. So here's the action plan. Impeachment zeitgeist exploding. Super powerful 5-minute report by John Bowne that lays out the incredible tyranny and why we must move for impeachment. When the Republican leadership gets up there and puts out this fake supposed common knowledge that, oh, you don't impeach him, that makes him a victim. Oh, you don't impeach him, that'll let him get his agenda through. He's lame duck, let him do what he wants. He's not lame duck. He's a raging globalist titan tearing this country's guts out. And his cohorts in Europe following the same Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo combine with Soros captaining the whole operation, he's tearing the guts out of Europe and bankrupting it and appointing prime ministers and appointing presidents and the EU bureaucracy circumvents the EU parliament and is ceremonial. They admit it's ceremonial. They call themselves technocrats. That means technological dictator in the definition. They call themselves dictators, but they hide it in plain view. Congress better get in line. So that article, that video is key, and even more important than that video. Now I'm going to post the video in Kit Daniels' article and a link in the other article on impeachment zeitgeist so we promote the two together. 75 times Obama broke the law during his presidency, and I'm going to go over this today no matter what happens. And I was reading these 75 this morning, and I had forgotten so many of the blatant, caught, red, stinking-handed crime. I mean, it is just over the top. And guys, will you reprint me that London Independent article that I want to get back in today? As soon as I saw the headline, I knew they're getting ready to use the Stinger missiles. I knew they'd probably come out with articles claiming that, you know, like evolution, life just began on its own. Well, the Al-Qaeda just made Stinger missiles on their own. Then you read the article, they admit, oh, that they got from the U.S., we don't know how, and they're going to start shooting stuff down with it. So when they blow stuff up, they go, yeah, Al-Qaeda built them themselves, even though the article admits they didn't. ISIS develops sophisticated new weaponry capable of shooting down passenger jets. Then you read the article, it's Stinger missiles we gave them. I mean, this is just crazy. Anti-tank missiles, you name it, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And they have these flimsy cover stories. So 75 times Obama broke the law during presidency. Please, folks, email it, post it on Facebook, Twitter, do YouTube videos about it. Send it to a local talk show host and say, look, don't give Alex credit. He doesn't care about that. Just cover the crimes. Just call for impeachment. We're fighting these people hard, and they've got their operatives and their embedded minions and the rest of them like little gremlins scrabbling, you know, at us trying to get us off course. It's not. It only lets us know that we're on course. It's like when enemy radar shoots out to see aircraft coming in, you actually fire missiles at that politically to hone in right on it. I mean, the more they attack us on certain issues, we know we use that as a homing beacon. Just like World War II with the B-52s. Well, that was after World War II. That'd be Vietnam. Just like World War II with the B-17s and the Liberators and all the rest of those bombers. They didn't really have good info on exactly where all the bases were on the ground, but they sure knew when they came into flak circles that that was the key area to drop their bombs. They'd fly right into the center of that and drop the bombs. And that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now, 2016 has been born. And the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I tell you what, folks, might as well just get into this fight because it's exciting. It's hardcore. It's historic. It's 100% real. And if you sit on the sidelines, you are in the fight. That's really the final illusion to fall, is that people think they can just be bystanders in what's unfolding in this culture, in this society. The reason I'm telling them to play this epic music is because this is fitting for what we face. What's that, the theme song to? Monday through Friday, folks, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here. Anthony Ucciardi is going to be hosting for 4 hours a day, has a lot of key intel to be covering there. just pull back again. We have, obviously, haven't mentioned this yet, the last 2 weeks, the Chinese stock market going into implosion, trillions of dollars a day just disappearing. You've got the globalist social engineers all over it. Clearly a huge inside job. Soros is hopping around like the king gremlin, enjoying himself, involved in the middle of it, as usual. It's crazy. It really is crazy. Let me just get back to this article that I'm going to cover here in a few minutes. 75 times Obama broke the law during the presidency. An extensive list of Obama's crimes showing why Congress must impeach him now. And I just want to say Kit Daniels and the rest of the crew have really been doubling their efforts as of late to rise to the occasion, and I salute the work of my reporters, writers, crew, and everybody else. What an amazing team we have at this key time facing this great tyranny. So I want to thank him and others for the great dedicated work, sometimes 15 hours a day, that our salaried crew puts in to fight the New World Order. But they understand this is a fight for their future and their family as well. And it's just really good to see an added gleam in the eye of Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne and the writers and everybody. People understand this is a military operation, just organic, of the people, the resistance, folks, trying to restore our republic, trying to fight hardcore revolutionaries that want to conquer humanity itself, an amalgamation of the worst forms of tyranny the world's ever seen, with a willful commitment to evil and to death and to pulling down literature and society and culture, all claiming that they are the progenitors of it. And I guess coming to grips, because it's classic for humans to demonize their enemies. You got to do that to be able to fight them. And a lot of times in wars, both sides have a perspective, and you can't say who the good or bad guys are. You just commit to your tribe, your country, your group, and you fight. But man, I tell you, the globalists in all their own writings say they hate our guts and we're scum and they're going to wipe us out and that they're God. And man, they are the most evil enemy by thousands and thousands of percentage points. I mean, Hitler was a moral good person compared to these people. And Hitler was super dark, super evil. But Hitler loved the UK. Loved it, loved a few other Norse countries. He at least liked a group he associated with. He had some love twisted for one group. You know, he loved his dog, but enjoyed torturing people to death. He was horrible. The globalists hate humanity as a whole. They are beyond Hitler. Beyond Hitler. Way beyond Hitler. Hitler, again, picked up eugenics technology out of England and the United States. The eugenics system, the eugenics belief system. Eugenics social control. Not the pop eugenics, the real eugenics. And he went far with it. He was told, implemented, we back you, we support you. Rockefeller Foundation, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, all of them. Hosted Nazi rallies, hosted Ku Klux Klan rallies. You can pull up pictures of Margaret Sanger hosting giant Nazi rallies with the German Bund in America. They set Hitler up, folks. They endorsed him in Time magazine twice in the late 30s. My grandfather, my mother's father, remembered on major Dallas radio stations the news endorsing Adolf Hitler. Joe Kennedy Sr. was the ambassador to England. Basically a Nazi agent. That's all come out. Look it up. Both Kennedy brothers worked with Nazi spies. The Bushes were their head people. Prescott. And I'm not getting off into Nazis today. I'm saying that was a setup. It's not a Nazi conspiracy we face. They let Hitler do an experiment and set him up and brought him down. That ought to give you an idea why they take George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and got him running the show. He's replaced David Rockefeller, folks. Of everybody out there, he's really taken the reins and is the prime mover. He's the highest level we know about that's actually involved in field marshaling attacks on humanity. And everything he does is about dumbing people down, hurting people, bankrupting people, sabotaging third world countries, ruining currencies, turning millions of people into homeless, famines, war, death, evil. I mean, you just cannot realize the level of total satanic behavior until you really look at it and go, my God, there isn't even an end game here. They're just committed to carrying out the most horrible garbage you can imagine. Just type in Margaret Sanger Klan rally. That'll get you her, them all hiling her and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. 75 times Obama broke law during presidency. I'm going to get to that. It's on InfoWars.com. Now, the New York Times has even had to come out today and go, the Cologne mayor is facing backlash after saying women should keep attackers at arm's length and shouldn't dress scantily. I saw that over the weekend quoted in the comments on InfoWars, and I linked through to a German paper and tried to translate it on Google, and it appeared to be an accurate translation. And I meant to call Paul, never got around to it, to tell him, hey, your article on Monday was important, but not, you know, hardcore enough, bro. She actually goes further and chastises them. I mean, just what you see in the New York Times today is nothing. Going, well, it's kind of your fault. Keep them at arm's length. She said, watch how you dress, sister. The essence of what feminists claim Western men are doing, where it's well known, Western culture has the lowest instance of sexual assault. Look it up. So we're blamed for it. Because we're the place where women were liberated. That's why we're bad. You see, feminists denounce German-born men after migrant sex attacks. Pro-refugee activists deflect blame from Muslim rapists and just say they know it's Germans. German-born. Whoa. Despite the fact there's photos, video, and, I mean, you do not see anybody in there that isn't a Syrian invader. And I don't mean an invader from Syria. I mean people that invaded Syria. I'm going to say that again. If you read deeply, it's admitted that 80-plus percent have fake passports. They're almost all military-age men. They have their Sunni Wahhabist who have been kicked out. Are there some real groups of refugees and people trying to get out? Absolutely. Are there real poor people trying to get out of North Africa? Absolutely. And when a toddler drowns, they take the dead body and stage it for photo shoots for the BBC. That's how dumb they think we are. So, yeah, there's some real refugees, but I'm telling you, a large portion are jihadis, and an even bigger portion are young men that want sex and rock and roll, but at the same time have no respect for women. And in the radical Muslim culture, if a woman is out unattended and not covering her face, you can rape her, and then she is imprisoned or executed because, it's the woman's fault. And that's well known. And they're storming churches, and they are attacking Christians, and they're just taking over. And the left is celebrating in it the sickeningness of these people. Let me actually get into these for you. Oh, but meanwhile, caught on tape, TSA grabs 10-year-old girl for 2 minutes due to Capri Sun in her baggage. Oh, you're not supposed to. I thought under 12 grope people. Not, no, they're putting them all in the body scanners. I saw them putting little kids in body scanners this weekend flying back from Phoenix. Or Monday or Tuesday, I guess. Time flies. Oh, but the border's wide open, and you fly people in from Latin American flights and don't even look at their papers at customs. CBS News, New York Daily News. want, buddy. Let them grope you. We got terrorists in this country. It has nothing to do with it. Just like they want to train us to let radical Muslim rapists rape our women, they want to train us to let them grope our children right in front of us, put their hands on us. That's what pedophiles do to get kids ready to be raped. They're testing us as a culture. They're breaking us. How do you domesticate a horse? You put it in a pen. You feed it. And then you get it to where you don't feed it unless it comes over and lets you touch it on the nose. And pretty soon you're riding that horse around. And, of course, the other big rule of domesticating an animal is get them when they're little. And you can domesticate a colt in a couple of hours because mama's gone. It wants to snuggle up next to somebody that's another mammal. That's how they got our kids. But you break adults at those checkpoints. And let me tell you, that's social engineering 110%, and they admit it. Now, the poor TSA person that just wants a job, on average, is not a bad person. I can't tell you how many times they ask me for autographs going through and say, we want to unionize, we don't want to do the stuff they're telling us, we know it's dumb. But flying out of Phoenix, there was a blonde-haired woman Tuesday who was griping at everyone and yelling at people and bossing them around and getting in their faces. And when she got up to look at my stuff, and then she'd follow back in line and gripe at people and stuff, I just was looking at her, not even steely-eyed, just like she was pathetic. And she was like, oh, hi, sir. Hi, oh, exactly, see, because I'm not domesticated. I'm not signaling that I'm, you treat me with respect, I'm going to treat you with respect. Cop pulls me over, I treat him with respect. They start acting all crazy and bug-eyed, I'll go, excuse me, why are you acting so aggressive? Doesn't really happen that often, but the point is that we need respect in this country, and this is about not respecting the American people. It has nothing to do with security. Report, Muslim migrants raping women and children at German refugee camp. Remember this, September 15th last year? Remember all the hundreds and really thousands of articles that we've covered probably? I mean, it's just ongoing. Report, German media covering up rapes committed by Muslim migrants, September 22nd last year. We weren't prepared for this. Cologne police chief speaks out after NYE mass sexual assaults, and now the police apologized and said, sorry, we said it was German-born, and the media's had to apologize and said, sorry, because the Germans are on the edge of revolt, folks. They're very pliant, very tribal, follow orders, work hard, twice the most productive country probably in the world per capita. They've been so productive, they were told, don't have kids, you're bad, you're evil. Yes, we'll die as a culture, we'll commit suicide. But they, while the Germans slit their throat and die as a race in Germany, as a group, the left wants to hop around and actually declare the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Green Party and the rest of them. I mean, you could, every week there's a new article where their head people go, whites are inherently bad. Thank God Germany's dying. And, you know, there shouldn't be homogeneity here. Germans are inherently bad. And I'm glad this will be the end of white people. So as Germany dies, the last blood pumping out of the carotids, the left is perched on them, basically defecating on Germany and rubbing it in, smearing it everywhere. And the dying Germans with blood spurting out are like, why? Why? They're like, because we want to kill you, scum! We conquered you! Ah! So that's what this is. Mayor, anti-Islamification protest planned following major anti-Islamification protest planned following mass migrant rape scandal. Feminists denounce German-born men after migrant attacks. Infowars.com. Cologne, New Year gang assaults. Mayor says women should have code of conduct to prevent future assault. When we reported this first, people didn't believe us that the mayor would actually say it's your fault. That's what she said. Oh, yeah, when 100 guys run up and tackle you or knock you off your bike, it's your fault. Caught on tape. Remember what they were saying? Remember what they were saying? Just a few months ago, it was in major German newspapers. They said, do not wear short skirts around the migrants. And they canceled Christmas parades and Christmas caroling and outdoor city Christmas events all over Germany and all over Italy, because if the radical Muslims see it, they come from countries where if a Christian is caught with a Bible, they're put in prison or executed. In the mild countries, they just cane you. They even told German schoolgirls not to wear the little white shirts and ties and miniskirts. I have to say those are very tasteful, in my view. But the issue here is it's all about how far can they go. And there is no limit. Obama gets away with coming after the guns with executive orders. It's all open like Obamacare where they can do whatever they want, folks. Put them on a list, take your guns, whatever. If we don't move to impeach, it should be top headlines that Paul Ryan starting impeachment or investigating impeachment. Instead, they got Obama going, I'm a great lawyer. This is totally constitutional. You get in line and do what I say. But where the impeachment is exploding is online at Infowars.com. And they can't stop you from getting these articles and these videos out to everybody to break it down. So you got the Muslim invaders raping the women en masse. You got the TSA raping your privacy and raping your body. It's all part of getting us used to having them put their hands on us. It's amazing. Berlin, Cologne, Hamburg, Stuttgart, Dusseldorf, New Year's migrant sex assaults were in every major German city. Infowars.com. Get that out. The list, the admissions, the rapes, the assaults, the beatings.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I hurt myself today.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing.
this song about 20 years ago. 18 years ago. A few years before he died.
The old,
this is a Trent Reznor song.
Thing.
I didn't really get what it meant then.
Kill it all away.
But I remember everything.
But I remember everything.
What have I become, my sweetest friend?
What have I become, my sweetest friend?
Everyone I love goes away
in the
end.
Everyone I know goes away in the end.
You can have it all. I am part of
and
dirt.
You could have.
That's where everything goes back to. Get what it means. So many people can't feel anymore. They can't stand up for themselves. They're broken. They are unconscious. And we have all these clips of German police and other Germans talking about what happened and what unfolded. There's an article from RT. Cologne police chief speaks out after NYE mass sexual assaults. That was, again, New Year's Eve. The initial police report claimed night of mass rapes had gone peacefully. They now apologize for lying. Cologne police were not ready to deal with the mass sexual assaults committed during New Year's celebrations. That's not true. They've just been ordered to cover it up. The city's police chief told RT, adding that they have never experienced such incidents before. Eventually, we had a situation where a large group of men were going after women. We did intervene to help. But I'll admit that we were totally bewildered by it all. We have never encountered incidents like this before, and we weren't prepared for it. Cologne Chief of Police Wolfgang Albers told RT. And they knew all this was going to happen. They knew full well. And the answer will be more police, more checkpoints, curfews, banning demonstrations, which they've tried to do. Civil emergency focused on the French, the Germans, the Swedes, and others. And if you understand this story, you understand it all. Meanwhile, man in suicide vest shouting Allah Akbar shot dead by Paris police today. Sky News. Running towards the entrance of a police station, before two or three gunshots rang out. And now they're claiming, oh, it wasn't a real bomb vest. It just looked like one, which if you follow the past French events, they covered up RPG attacks on the one-year anniversary of Charlie Hebdo. Now we see a new attack. So this fits probably was a real vest because the French have been ordered. You cover it up. And by the way, it's the one-year anniversary of this. It's also the anniversary today of the Clinton impeachment proceedings. And we're going to get the guy that brought those proceedings, former Congressman Bob Barr, on very, very soon. But here's the New York Times. Cologne's mayor's arm's-length advice on sexual attacks stirs outcry. Yeah, that's what the feminists say, that the anti-women people say. But, oh, she's a feminist, so it's okay. Obama can double black unemployment because he's black. And he can abort all the babies because he's black, because it's okay because he's black. Well, she's a woman, so it's okay, too. And Bill Clinton can rape whoever he wants because he's got a wife that calls the shots, so, you know, it's okay. And Hillary likes girls, too, so, you know, it's kind of cool. It's just bondage with them, you know. You know, when Bill breaks your nose, it's cute. It's liberal.